All right, the White House calls President Trump's budget a hard power plan, but the New York Police Department says it could leave this city vulnerable to terror attacks. Commissioner James O'Neill says under the proposal, New York City would lose $110 million from the Homeland Security Grant Program. He says that program is the backbone of the department's counterterrorism unit. Join me now, CNN correspondent Jason Carroll. Jason, what's going on here?
Well, you know, look, the mayor really blasting this budget proposal. If you want to see how the city's reacting, I want to put something up for your viewers to take a look at. It's the cover of the Daily News, and what it shows, there you see it right there, it shows One World Trade Center as a target. It's a pretty provocative cover, but it really falls in step with how the mayor and the police commissioner feel about this budget proposal as it goes forward. They say it would make the city less safe and that it would cripple efforts to defend it from terrorists. Police Commissioner James O'Neill says Trump's budget would translate into cutting $110 million that the NYPD receives annually as part of the Homeland Security Grant Program. That means, they say, the city would not be able to pay for counterterrorism tools put into place following 9/11, such as the network of security cameras that monitor potential soft targets like Times Square, radiological detectors placed throughout the city, active shooter training for officers, and intelligence analysis, which is key to preventing another terrorist attack.